Hey there, everybody. James Hilliard here, your host for today's special Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point, where we are talking with John Wall. John is the Vice President of Service at PC Connection's Valcom division. PC Connection recently acquired Valcom Technology and are very excited to have them on board. Headquartered in the Chicago area, the division offers PC Connection customers services like on-site infrastructure management, technology deployment, and IT staffing. John and his staff oversee a state-of-the-art configuration center, depot, client-site technical staffs, mission-critical server teams, IT projects, and managed services. He has been a member of Manufacturer's Service Executives Council and has over 25 years of experience. John is here today with some advice for successful technology deployments. He'll also introduce PC Connection's technology deployment solutions that can help you deploy hardware solutions as efficiently as possible. And John, thanks for taking time today.
My pleasure, James.
One of the things, John, I've been talking to folks a lot about this year has been the move to Windows 7. It's something a lot of orgs are doing this year. Problem with that and many other types of tech projects is they can disrupt businesses. They can really put a burden on the IT staff out there. I want to hear from you a couple steps that organizations can take to ensure a better chance of a smooth rollout.
Well, most importantly, we need to find out what the client is really expecting to accomplish. I mean, it's not just an upgrade to Windows 7. There are features that may be within that operating system that they really want to key on, and we need to make sure that those are brought to the table and that they work to the customer's expectation at the end of the rollout. That, coupled with the proper testing and planning, you know, just helps ensure that what the customer gets at the end of the project is exactly what they expected and makes for a success all the way around.
Let me ask you this, John. Can you point to one thing that a majority of companies that you've worked with have done that has allowed them to go into a major project and get it done correctly? That one thing that is kind of across the board, something all organizations do?
Well, I think the organizations that communicate well with their whole end-user community and get buy-in, if you will, from all the stakeholders, those seem to be the most successful.
So that's going out there. If you're rolling out something like Windows 7, it's not just, you know, having your IT staff be the ones to test out, but you get someone from accounting, you get someone from marketing, sales, office staff. They get to kind of have input. Is that the idea?
Exactly. If you can get buy-in from each department or make a member of each department, you know, part of the team that's putting this together and making it happen, you know, everybody gets involved and they take ownership. And when people take ownership, that's when things really go well.
Let me now flip that question on you, John. What have been the one or two mistakes that maybe you've seen repeated by some organizations over the years that has led then to a bad rollout? What's something they do that really puts that major wall or speed bump in the road?
Well, surely the thing I've seen repeatedly are clients that get in a big hurry and don't properly test their existing applications or those applications that they intend to upgrade at the same time as the OS upgrade. So that can be just a nightmare. You know, they go through the trouble of the whole upgrade process only to find out that some application that is vital to the accounting department or, you know, pick one, does not function correctly with this operating system. That, you know, then causes them to go back in some kind of a rollback mode, and it can be a real problem.
Now, John, I want to get from your experience here, kind of a two-part question here. At what point in the process do organizations usually reach out for help on a major project like this, and is that the appropriate time, or should they be reaching out at a different time?
Well, you know, that's case by case, really. I mean, some of our clients likely have, you know, highly skilled and well-trained IT staffs. In that scenario, we may not be brought in until late in the planning process just to lend some consulting or act as a sounding board for their own upgrade plan. You know, the value we bring there is our experience in having been there and done that. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. We've already seen some of the problems that could be waiting for you out there and help you avoid them. So many times these clients will have an aggressive timetable but not enough personnel to execute the project and also tend to their daily IT activities. This is a perfect opportunity for a staff augmentation. And by the way, this can be an excellent inroad to some incremental business. Well, at the other end of the spectrum are clients with minimal IT staff. These clients generally bring us in early in the process and often rely on us from beginning to end. And this includes everything from the pre-planning and discovery phase to the project execution and post-project support as well.
Windows 7, John, is what we've been using as an example. I want to know what other types of deployments, though, can PC Connection handle for an organization?
Well, again, we can do anything from a basic tech refresh, which is just the hardware, to a large-scale move or small-scale for that matter, floor-to-floor, building-to-building, city-to-city. We've helped some nationwide or national clients, I should say, roll out, 12 to 1,400 branches within a very compacted time frame, basically refreshing every piece of equipment in each branch. So doing that on time and coming in under budget, was surely some big feathers in our cap, and it's that very thing that we hope to bring to the whole PC Connection family. We can bring some stellar references to the table for all those types of projects.
And again, not just at, say, HQ, but you can do this for remote users, a whole client site or campus area, anything like that.
Regardless of what's being deployed, we can offer a project plan to suit any customer. In other words, we can upgrade all or part of the client's user base entirely at the client's site, or orchestrate a mail-in type technology refresh, or provide a hybrid of the two. In fact, as more and more of our clients promote mobile computing, the ability to do a mail-in refresh for their laptops and notebooks has become very attractive. Basically, we'll ship the proper packaging to each end user with packing instructions and a shipping label. They in turn ship their old unit into our configuration facility, where we, if they desire, transfer their data to a new pre-imaged unit, fully test it, and return it within a given time frame. And usually this occurs over a weekend, thereby minimizing the user's downtime and maximizing their productivity.
Yeah, and reduces that need for those road warriors to come back into the office, drop something off, come back a couple of those days later, pick that other thing up. So sounds like a cool offering. John, let's do this. I want to move on. Can you describe a little bit for listeners your approach to a large technology deployment project?
Well, sure. And again, it's at a high level. There's a lot of nuts and bolts kind of discussions that have to go on with the engineers and their IT staff, but at a high level. Now, first, we'd gain an understanding of the client's objectives, expectations, and timelines. Then from there, we would scope the project and generate a statement of work. Once accepted, we would perform a proof of concept. This generally involves loading and testing and remediation on a small number of units. And from there, we'd like to perform a pilot if we could. Now, it's going to be depending on clients, as to their time frame, but often a good idea to run a little test pilot. And many times, companies offer up their own IT departments as the guinea pigs, if you will. So then after that successful pilot, we'll formulate a detailed workflow within our WebSpock tool, which breaks down all the repeatable processes that all the parts of the deployment team will follow. Of course, after that, it's execute, execute, execute. We make sure that we properly staff and meet all the scheduled timelines. And then lastly, we provide any post-project support that the client might need. So that's it in a small nutshell. There's a lot more to it than that, but it should give you a good idea.
No, it absolutely does. And again, it's one of those things that teams need to come together, and that's what it sounds like as part of the process, is that learning what exactly those clients need and tailoring things as needed. But definitely a nice clear outline of how to go through a major project. What type of feedback, John, have you received in terms of the benefits that organizations receive from working with the PC Connection family of companies versus trying to handle a large deployment on their own without any type of expert assistance?
Well, you've kind of said it there in your question. The thing we really bring to the table, the value, is having assisted other clients. We have that experience. So we again help those clients avoid any possible pitfalls. That can be huge as far as how successfully the rollout is done and how it's perceived by the end user community. The other thing, too, is most IT staffs by this point in time have been trimmed to bare bones, and they just don't have the horses to get it all done while tending to their daily IT activities. So put those two things together, and it makes a compelling argument to bring us in for that.
Hey, John, that's where we're going to wrap up the conversation. Really appreciate your time. Want to thank all the listeners as well and let you all know that if you're interested in full lifecycle technology deployment solutions, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about our complete portfolio of technology deployment, infrastructure management, and professional IT services. You can learn more over at pcconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0014 if you would like to email connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that concludes this installment of Connection Point.